you have read Bishop Martin's December newsletter, you will immediately have spotted a few frightening words with which he began it. Death, judgment, heaven, and hell. As he goes on to explain, these are the traditional themes that the Church considers in the preparatory season of Christmas, the season that we call Advent. They are sometimes referred to as the four last things. Mother Church has traditionally meditated on each one of them in turn in the four Sundays that comprise Advent. We could do the same, but being a widely dispersed congregation, it's not convenient for us to come together for our festival of nine lessons and carols, other than on the Sunday before Christmas. Thus, one of the four Sundays is lost to us as a preaching opportunity, as is, I am sure, the case in many places. Does this mean that we can ignore these Advent themes? I suggest that it does not, and I plan to give all four of them a cursory airing this morning. On the basis that I cannot do full justice to any one of them in the few minutes available to me, I shall perhaps visit them again in Advent sermons in other years. In 1798, Benjamin Franklin, in a letter to Jean-Baptiste Leroy, wrote, "In this world, nothing can be certain except death and taxes." He was, of course, paraphrasing a comment from Daniel Defoe's 1726 book called The Political History of the Devil, in which he wrote, "Things as certain as death and taxes can be more firmly believed." There is a certainty about death. We know that everything that lives on earth must die. From single-celled creatures that can only be viewed under a microscope, with lifespans that may only be measured in seconds, to the giant redwood trees and the ancient yews that live for thousands of years, all have limited lifespans. As far as we know, Homo sapiens, intelligent humans, is the only species to understand this truth. And because we know, we resist the onslaught of death and try to deny the fact of its very existence. Part of the reason is that we, modern intellectual creatures, cannot today define what death is. Until quite recently, a person was deemed dead when his or her breath no longer clouded the surface of a cold mirror, or when the heart ceased to beat in the chest cavity. Today, such symptoms only result in crash teams dashing to us with a variety of resuscitation techniques. Today we talk about brain death, and we measure that organ's activity with high-tech machinery. As Christians, we might talk of the point when the soul leaves the body, but this is a purely Hellenistic concept. It was the Greeks who saw the human condition as a spiritual essence trapped inside an earthly body, only to be released